Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason has chosen the internal candidate to lead the police department. WGLT's Eric Stock reports how Dan Doneth became the new police chief and what he plans to do to improve community relations and his officers' own health.
Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason made the announcement during a City Hall news conference.
I'd like to recognize Bloomington's new police chief, Dan Doneth.
The 50-year-old Doneth joined BPD in 1994 and most recently served as assistant chief. He shared interim chief duties during the search process for a new chief. Former Chief Clay Wheeler retired in June. Doneth emerged from among over 60 applicants who were vetted by a search committee of city and community leaders. The other finalist was Parkland College Police Chief William Colebrook, a retired Illinois State Police captain who began his law enforcement career in Pontiac. Gleason calls Doneth the obvious choice. He says a trait he consistently heard from coworkers and others who worked with Doneth was high character.
You get the feeling that he has sympathy, empathy. He's a man of integrity and of his word. So when he communicates, I think he is trusted. And that's critical when we're talking about trying to improve a relationship with the community.
Doneth admits he was a little surprised when he found out that he was chosen.
It's hard to absorb and think about that. You know, when I started my career 25 and a half years ago, that I would be in this position, because it wasn't my goal. My goal was just to come in and work hard and do a good job and try to make a difference. And that approach has just led me to this position.
Doneth says he plans to conduct a full review of all department policies and procedures to see what can be improved.
If I was to, give a numerical rating to our police department, I'd say it's an 85 overall. And my goal would to make that a 90 or a 95. So there's always room for improvement. We do a ton of great stuff, as reflected by the low crime in our community and the experiences that our citizens have here.
Bloomington has seen a drop in serious crimes in each of the last 5 years. That's often overshadowed by the problem of gun violence. Last year was the deadliest in recent history in Bloomington Normal. When asked how he might differ from the status quo, Doneth said he would like to expand the department's community policing efforts.
There's some things I'd like to do. I'd like to work on our community policing aspect a little bit. I've got, a different view of that, or not a different view, but an expanded view of that.
City Manager Tim Gleason says he doesn't see much that needs to be changed in the department. Gleason says he typically wants to promote internally if possible, but that is not why Doneth got the job.
This is one of those positions within a community that it's critical that you get it right. So I was not locked into, no favoritism to an internal candidate at all.
Doneth says he considers himself open-minded and prefers face-to-face communication, traits he says will help him foster strong relations with the public.
I'm not a big, email person, because a lot can be lost in a translation of an email. I like to talk to people and understand, where they're coming from and what their perspective is.
Doneth deflects a question about his opinion of public perception of the police department. He says the only way he can quantify that is through social media engagement.
We get a lot of support from the community. When we put stuff out on social media, maybe asking for some help on something, we get a great response. So my general feeling is that, and even people that I'm around and I talk to, they seem to have a pretty good feeling.
The city of Bloomington created a group 2 years ago to improve relations between police and the public. The Public Safety and Community Relations Board has fielded a few complaints about officer conduct. Chairman Art Taylor served on the Police Chief Search Committee.
We've got a running relationship with him, so there's a great deal of familiarity there. And I look forward to him as chief and what he'll be able to bring to the community and the voice that he'll be able to share with all of us.
Doneth has served as a police liaison with the PSCRB. Taylor cheers his call for bolstered community policing.
The ways of policing in the past are just that, the past. And the police have to have a presence in the community and listen to what the community is talking about. There are segments of the community that don't always feel that positive about the police.
City Manager Gleason not only leaned on a five-member committee to help with the chief's search, he also used his own background as a police officer in Pekin to see who would fit. He says Donath understands the need for a front-facing police force.
He knows that we're at a point in policing that we cannot engage with the community enough. We can't tell our story enough. We can't support our officers. I mean, this is a tough job.
Donath says he, too, is concerned about his officers' health. He would like to expand the department's wellness program. He says BPD has already tried to improve physical wellness by promoting workout routines and healthy diets, but he wants to add programs that address mental and financial well-being. Donath says officers face a physically and mentally demanding job, especially since now they have to work until 55 to collect a pension.
We're under the microscope. Everybody's watching. You get certain people that like to play the gotcha games. So it's a very stressful environment. So I see these two things going on, that you're going to have to work longer, but you're going to have to work in a more stressful environment. And that's not good for a human being, for any of us.
Donath says he's not sure what new wellness efforts might include. He's open to meditation and yoga, something other police departments have done. Donath says he's already reached out to counseling services in the community, though he adds the financial programs won't likely start until next year.
Any human being can find themselves where they don't take care of their money or they don't plan for the future and stuff like that, and then you find yourself in a position where that creates stress in your life. I'm trying to de-stress officers' lives as best I can because the job itself already creates a ton of stress.
But despite the difficulty of the job, Donath decided long ago a life in law enforcement was the correct path for him. After college at Illinois State University, he worked as an insurance claims adjuster in Rockford. He says that helped lay the groundwork for his next career as a cop.
So I met with everybody, which was also part of the thing that helped me out, was that I can talk to anybody. I don't treat anybody differently. It doesn't matter who you are. I'll listen to you. And then, you know, some people you get a lot from and some people you don't get as much from. But everybody's got a perspective in what they're looking for.
Donath says he eventually realized he did not want a career in insurance. He decided a life of public service was his calling.
I felt like there was good opportunity in to continue just really helping people. You know, when you're in the insurance world, you know, you've got one aspect of it, but when you're in police work, now you have a different aspect of how you can help people. And so really that was the biggest thing.
Donath will be paid $151,000. That's slightly less than his predecessor, Clay Wheeler's salary of nearly $156,000. I'm Eric Stock.
Donath assumed the duties of police chief following a private ceremony yesterday. There'll be a public swearing-in ceremony on September 9th.